What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the EG3 Show. The garage is open tonight. My name is Eddie Gruder, third host of the EG3 Show podcast. As always, what's it all about, ladies and gentlemen? The world of NASCAR. That's right, folks. EG3 Show, Xfinity Series, Camping World Truck Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series are three biggest editions in all of motorsports. And you know what time it is. It's the weekend. And it's time for analysis, looking over the Drive for Autism AAA 400 going to go down on Sunday. And we're going to have a little bit of an update from the Camping World Truck Series, who finished up their race in an intense battle earlier this afternoon. We're going to take a look, brief look at that before we wrap up the analyzing the field for the Drive for Autism AAA 400. But we're going to start first with All-Star Weekend. That's right, folks. The NASCAR All-Star Race in 2 weeks from tomorrow. And yes, it's going to be another exciting weekend. 2 weeks in Charlotte, as we're going to be getting set for the Coca-Cola 600, setting the stage up for, of course, the biggest day in all of motorsports, of course, with the triple threat in all of motorsports, with the F1 race in Monaco, the Indianapolis 500, and the Coca-Cola 600, which will be taking place in 3 weeks. But we're going to throw a change up and take a look at what just came out, the 2018 All-Star vote, of course, with the new rules that was instated a couple years ago with the stage racing, with the NASCAR Monster Energy Series open race prior to the main event of the All-Star Race. Of course, you gotta have the winners of the first and second stages. And of course, you're gonna have the eventual race winner and then the All-Star vote winner as well. And the top 10 just recently came out, but this is in alphabetical order. But I have not actually made a vote yet on who's gonna be on my vote to get into the All-Star race. I will get on that next week at some point. But here are your leaders right now, your top 10. And keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen. This is an alphabetical order, beginning with, of course, AJ Allmendinger, who's in that list for the number 47 JDG Doherty Racing Chevrolet. He will look to make a push. Of course, I believe this guy could win one of the stages in the Monster Energy Series open race to get himself locked in, so he doesn't have to worry about getting in on vote. That person is Eric Almirola, who's been stout Mr. Consistency this year for Tony Stewart in that 10 car. The next guy behind him, of course, Alex Bowman. And again, I keep reminding you guys already that this is in alphabetical order, so we're in the third driver now. Alex Bowman driving the 88 for Hendrick Motorsports is in there. William Byron also in that mix in the 24. And then you have Matty Benedetto in that mix in the 32. Go Fast Racing Ford. And he has been putting up numbers out of that race car, that outperforming its stats like it should have. So DiBenedetto, I mean, a lot of people have talked about this guy, and it's not been this year. It has gone on for at least another year and a half that he's outperformed the performance of that race car. That race car should be finishing in the 30s. Instead, we are seeing that car in the top 20, top 25, nearly, at least in his last several weeks. DiBenedetto putting that 32 Ford up in the mix. Then, of course, Chase Elliott. So, Chase Elliott has, of course, this week and next week to try to get himself in on a max spot to get a victory. Of course, for those of you who do not know, if in a regular season you win, or you win from last year, you're automatically qualified to get in the All-Star race. And Chase Elliott has not done neither yet. We've seen strong multiple performances. Of course, coming off a Talladega third place finish, Elliott still has not yet reached victory lane. It's hard to believe that now. But he has two more weeks, of course, to get that done. Otherwise, he'll have to try to do it again in the Monster Energy Open. But he's, of course, going to be in no matter what, pretty much, because he is the alpha dog when it comes to fans of the sport. Erik Jones, another cat in that 20 car. So this, if it holds true, if this were to hold true, we could have easily see Elliott and Erik Jones on paper race their way automatically in, but you gotta race the racetrack, gotta race the race on track first. But Erik Jones is right up in there as well. And how about this cat, David Reagan, in number 38, Ford. He's been pretty good in the last couple weeks. Of course, coming off at top 10, Mr. I Can Get You to the Top 5. Reagan just finished outside the top 5 at Dega. But of course, we all know he's pretty good when it comes to restricted plate tracks. And Daniel Suarez, the Mexican, is in that list as well. And then capping off the alphabetical order list is Darrell Wallace Jr., Mr. Bubba Wallace, in the Fame 43 for Richard Petty Motorsports. And I know where I'm going to go with this, but I'm not going to tell you. You guys probably know who I'm going to go with here on this. You can figure it out yourself. But hey, if you haven't voted yet, go to NASCAR.com for more information. You can see they'll have the ballots and everything in it right there. So there's your update. 2 weeks to go, and there's some big names on that list. Obviously, Chase Elliott, who looks pretty good this weekend again. Erik Jones, also those two, and Eric Almirola. Keep those names in mind as we can continue to move closer to All-Star Weekend, folks. Let's turn our attention now to Sunday. Qualifying, first practice, and qualifying wrapped up earlier today. We're going to go through the field, analyzing the field. Drive for Autism, AAA 400, Sunday afternoon. And oh, by the way, a little bit of Xfinity update. They moved that start 30 minutes earlier. So definitely check your times in your local area to find that out. Probably because of weather in the area, I bet. And no, I have not been on Twitter most of the day. So I was on 30 minutes before this getting the quick rundown. So Xfinity Series, the Dash for Cash, final race of the series tomorrow. Going to go down. Elliott Salor looking to score that three-peat. But he's going to have to go through his teammate, Justin Allgaier, of course, Brandon Jones. And then due to the suspension of Spencer Gallagher, indefinitely, Ryan Sieg takes his place in that spot for the Dash for Cash. $100,000 on the line. All right, folks, let's take a look at the field for the Driver Autism AAA 400. And yes, the starting lineup is out, of course, after qualifying. And you know where I'm going to start with, the back of this field. Let's just take a look. Thanks for tuning in to the EG3 show. My name is Eddie Greer III, taking a timeout tonight to bring you up to speed on Dover weekend. Of course, yes, I'll be busy throughout this weekend, like I said, this week. So I probably most likely will not be able to watch this race on Sunday, or the Xfinity Series for that matter, due to me being busy and having fun out of town with the wife. But definitely I will be peeking in every now and then to see what is going on, especially on Sunday. Starting shotgun, Corey LaJoy in that 72 car. He'll start shotgun. Cody Ware will start 37th. Derek Cope in the number 99 will start 36th. Analyzing the field continues with Greg Gaulding, 35th. Reed Sorensen in that 55, 34th. Then Landon Castle's back. Mr. NASCAR and NBC analyst now doing a little double duty. Landon Castle start 33rd. David Reagan coming off that top 10 at Talladega. He will have his work cut out for him. Start 32nd. Ross Chastain starts 31st. Ty Dillon will start 30th. And Michael McDowell will start in the 29th spot. AJ Allmendinger, there he is, 28th. Austin Dillon, 27th. This guy has been, I mean, he's had some good performances, but he's been kind of off the radar since that Daytona 500 winner. Daytona 500 victory on the last lap. Darrell Wallace Jr. Bubba will start 26th in this race in Dover. This is one of his better tracks on the circuit. It'll be interesting to see how he does in the Cup car for his first try out there. Kasey Kahne in the number 95 will start 25th. And again, there's that cat. Matt DiBenedetto will start roll off from the 24th position. Again, like I've said already earlier tonight, that he outperforms the race car's potential, and he continues to do that. At some point, maybe it might come true. Matt DiBenedetto could land another ride. You never know. But he continues to put on the performances, gives that car 110%, and continues to shine for Go Fast Racing in that team. That's good for that team. Continue the performances, out driving some of the veterans of the sport week in and week out. Jamie McMurray, who's usually good at Dover, has some good stats on McMurray. He's going to start 23rd, and he needs something good to happen to him here. I had a note on McMurray, but I've lost it for right now. There he goes. So there it is. So McMurray, he finished in the top 10 in both of these races last year at Dover, and he needs a good effort, come especially the weekend where he spent upside down and then getting caught up in the Trevor Bayne mess. Trevor Bayne, oh, speaking of that, Trevor Bayne in 22nd, and never fails when you get into somebody, you start right next to him, or you have a feud with that person. It never fails, especially in a Cup Series. Trevor Bayne, 22nd. And remember, this is last race. And then Matt Kenseth will jump in this ride for the next 2 weeks, the All-Star race. And then, but before that, I will see him in KC next week. Trevor Bayne needs a good run. He'll look for that. He'll have to roll off 22nd to do so. Ryan Newman coming off a top 10 at Dega 21st. Paul Menard, who won opening practice earlier today, he will roll off in the 20th position. Jimmy Johnson, 11-time winner at Dover. Jimmy Johnson, everybody I love how everybody's still talking about he's the guy to beat. Well, Jimmy Johnson, you know, at least in the last probably year and a half or so, has not really shown a consistent speed. Now, you take away aerodynamics and whatever, and he has a shot. And yes, he'll always have a shot at Dover. He's had multiple wins. I said he's an 11-time winner, but you know, he has to deal with these young guys like Larson, who's constantly up there. Chase Elliott, who could have won last year's playoff race, but Kyle Busch hawked him down. You have to deal with Truex, who's been awesome at Dover. So, I mean, Jimmy Johnson, there was that stretch where he was unstoppable at Dover, but I think the leaf has turned over, and he's just one of those guys that now that he can get himself to the top 10, but he's never around up at the front, and on top of that, he ain't even led a lap this year to boot, and Justin Marks has led one lap the entire season. That's more than Jimmy Johnson has up to this point. So definitely in a statistic column, not where you want to be. And of course, he hasn't won yet this year at all. They're still trying to figure out that Chevy Camaro, which the Chevy can was so high on in the offseason. We're going to get the competitive speed, but the 42 has had that speed, at least the consistent speed, at least throughout most of the year so far. This 48 continuing to work things out. He's going to start 19th, though. Joey Logano, the winner at Dega, he will have his work cut out for him as well. He will roll off 18th. Then William Byron in the 24, start 17th. And then Chris Buescher rolls off in that second JTG Doherty race car in 16th position. Another solid effort. And, of course, he escaped one of the big wrecks last week. He will open 16th. That 37 will look for a strong run. And you have Alex Bowman in the 15th spot. Ryan Blaney will start in the 14th spot. Double A, Eric Almirola rolls off 13th. And then you have Clint Bowyer, who has been a factor on short tracks this year. Dover's a mile track, but look for him to be up in the mix at some point. He will start 12th position. Eric Jones will roll off 11th. Your top 10 here on the EG3 show, analyzing the field, drive for Autism AAA 400 Sunday afternoon, noon Eastern, noon Central Time, excuse me, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. It was originally, I thought it was originally 2, but I might be mistaken. I don't know. They've moved up the times due to, I believe, weather. I might be wrong, but hey, we got a starting lineup right here. Your top 10, of course, Mr. Speeding King, Denny Hamlin, starts in the 10th position. He's going to have to get himself right. And this is a place, obviously, where you do not want to speed. You could go multiple laps down. So Denny Hamlin, at some point, is going to have to get it in his head. And I don't know when it's going to be, but he's going to have to get it in his head that speeding, he can't speed on pit road. Kurt Busch will start in a ninth spot. Brad Keselowski, he was the 2012 winner, and he has finished in the top 10 three of the last four events at the Monster Mile. He'll roll off in the 8th spot, and then look out for the 19 car. That person is Daniel Suarez. Top 10 start for him, and he, of course, is a winner from the Xfinity Series at this track. So Daniel Suarez coming off of back-to-back top 10 runs here, and he has a little mojo going right now, and he's got solid footing right now. I would not be surprised to see him in the top five somewhere. And yes, that's a bold prediction. I made it here, right here, folks, on the EG3 show. Daniel Suarez could be a threat here before too long. Good starting position for him. Of course, Chase Elliott. We cannot mention he almost won the last time we were at Dover. And then Kyle Busch, Superman, came out of nowhere and chased him down. And then eventually passed him. And devastation, remember it all, folks. Chase Elliott looking for redemption. And again, like I said with the All-Star votes, he needs a win to get himself not only locked in to the playoffs, obviously, but to lock himself in firmly to not only this year's All-Star race, but next year's All-Star race. So a lot on the line for that night, and he's going to be clean. And of course, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Mr. Concrete. You might as well start calling him that, because that was in the title of Carl Edwards when he was still in the game. But Ricky Stenhouse Jr., we saw him perform well at Bristol. We all know he runs good there. Stenhouse Jr. turns in a good effort here. Now, can Ricky Stenhouse Jr. pull the whole reins together and put out a good race at Dover? We'll find out there. Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch is coming off his third win and has finished second or better in three of the last five races. He will roll off fourth in this race. Of course, he was on a three-race winning streak before falling short at Talladega last week. And he starts with his counterpart, MTJ, Martin Truex Jr., who, by the way, swept top five last year at Dover. And then not on top of that, of course, winning the playoff race a year ago. Or just say a year and a half ago in the playoffs, winning at Dover. He's got two wins here. And, of course, top five in the last three races at this racetrack. And he adds some more numbers to him. Top 10 in the last four. So Truex knows how to get around. And this is a perfect spot for him to get off, get that King Kong off his back, at least his bad luck is concerned, and get himself to the end and possibly contend for the win at Dover on Sunday once again. Your front row for this race, Kevin Harvick. Harvick will start in the second spot, and he has led a number I came across on him earlier this week. Harvick has led combined 810 laps and only has one win at Dover with SHR. But an interesting stat on him, though, since the changeover of the Ford, at least, and it's only been a year and almost half now, Harvick has yet to lead a lap. That could change on Sunday due to starting. He's running on the front row, and he's going to have to get past the pole sitter, Kyle Larson, to do so. The 42 car on the pole, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he sat on the pole. I want to say, no, he didn't. Now it's Kyle Busch. The other Kyle, my bad, but Kyle Larson, who has been oh so close on these concrete tracks, Bristol, he got moved out of the way by Busch, Kyle Busch, and then, you know, goes back to last year. He led a combined 352 laps and both Dover races. This is both Dover races combined, but came up short. Last year at this very race, Larson was a top dog in this race, and then a caution came out, and then Jimmy Johnson comes out of nowhere to win the race. The big one happens on the backstretch, and it was all hell from there. Johnson only led 7 laps en route to another win at Dover. Kyle Larson, a disappointing second, and the laps that he led there, 241 laps in this exact race last year before coming up on the short end of the stick again. And it could be he's knocking on the wood again. Can he get that elusive win on a concrete track, either Dover or Bristol? Well, Dover's right there in the batter's box right now. So, Larson, can he finish the deal? We know he can be dominant on these types of tracks, especially short tracks. But the question on him, can he get the job done, finish the deal, whether it's Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick or so, and get that elusive victory? That is your full field starting lineup, analyzing the field, all drive for autism. AAA 400 will go green on Sunday. Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick will lead the field to green. Of course, Larson will start on pole. You're listening to the EG3 Show. Eddie Greer the Third with you guys tonight here on the weekend special, of course, analyzing the field. I did not do one last week, so I wanted to make up for that and get it in tonight before my weekend begins. Well, the weekend's already beginning, so before I get even deeper with the weekend, I talked about the King World Truck Series back on the racetrack today, and man, what a fierce battle on the racetrack between a couple of veterans. But first, though, Johnny Sauter. How about this? Johnny Sauter gets another win at Dover. He goes back to back, and he adds another win to the to his feather cap after holding off a pesky Noah Craigson. This was a fierce battle in the last for quite a bit. That was a long battle between these two. I did not see the race. I saw brief highlights of the truck race. I'll have to go back at some point and look at some more video on this race. But what stood out to me is obviously this battle between Sauter and Craigson, the pesky Craigson, who's done such a good job in the Xfinity Series the last couple of races. And he's back again tomorrow in the race, in the Xfinity Series race. So look out for him to be a threat in the race tomorrow. But Sauter had to do so, and then coming down right down on the wire, the two of them battled, and then Craigson tried to get underneath Sauter again. They bump, bang one another, and then Craigson hit the wall hard. He hit that thing a ton. The monster got him, and Sauter got the monster again to go back to back. He won this race last year, and oh, by the way, this helps this organization big time. Sauter is going to go do double duty this week, of course, finished up the truck race, and now he's going to jump in the 23 car for the Xfinity Series. For those of you who do not know or don't know by now, folks, Spencer Gallagher suspended indefinitely by NASCAR after failing the substance abuse policy of NASCAR. And, of course, I did a stage break on that. I encourage you to check that out on our social media line right there. But definitely huge lift, definitely something positive to this organization following a whirlwind of emotions this week. You go to winning your first race for Spencer Gallagher, and all of a sudden you fail the drug test and you're spending it definitely. You go into the rehab process, and the organization is just down in the dumps. But the Jags 200 belonged to Johnny Sauter, and that's a huge lift, not for that race team, but for everybody involved with that entire organization. And Spencer's dad has to be at least happy today that they got this win. It had to hold off Craigson and another 40-plus-year-old Matt Crafton again to mix that Dover. But Sauter outdoes Crafton for the win, and Sauter got the job done. Your top 10 finishers from the Jags 200. Of course, Sauter started on the front row, did not start on pole, but he was right there again. Crafton finished second. Justin Haley third. David Gillen, who made a start in the 54, fourth. And, of course, he's the father he's the father of Ty Gilliland, who is his son, of course. Cody Coughlin, excuse me, skipped over Harrison Burton, David's teammate of the day, 5th. Cody Coughlin, 6th. Joe Nemechek, 7th. Ben Rhodes in the 8th spot. Jesse Little, 9th. And, of course, David's son, Todd, wraps up the top 10 in the 10th spot. But this was a fierce, fierce battle. And it ended with Craigson in the wall. And then moments later, Sauter pulled away from Matt Crafton. It was all he wrote in the bank for that race team. So the 21 truck back in victory lane. And by the way, that is their second win of the year. Remember, he won a season opening Daytona 500. So I have a little bit more on this race come post race Dover on Monday night. But if this action was fierce, hopefully the rest of the weekend would be just as good as what we saw in a truck series earlier this week. EG3 Show, facebook.com/EG3 Show. I will have an update for you probably on Facebook this week. You will stay tuned, look out for that. And also, of course, you got your social media. Of course, if you want to follow me, that's Eddie_EG3. Of course, if you have any comments or you have any partners who want to join up with the podcast, you can hit me up right there on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. And of course, listen to our podcast. We got huge hits on our post-race Dega segment episode, which was big time. That was probably the most hits on a post-race up until this point. That's huge for us. So shout out to everybody who listened to that. And still, if you haven't listened to it, I encourage you guys to do so. A great episode once again. And of course, the last episode I did was Stage Break talking about Spencer Gallagher. If you missed it, I encourage you to listen to that as well. And also, I'm recording the Analyzing the Field for the Dover race on Sunday on the eve of the weekend, of course, just following the truck race today. So you guys will be listening to this tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, or yes, throughout the weekend. You can definitely listen to this throughout the weekend. Get you guys pumped up for some more fierce monster action at Dover, where it's going to go down with the Xfinity Series tomorrow. And of course, the Cup guys be on the racetrack on Sunday. And of course, yes, listen to our podcast, Audio Boom, Spotify, Google Play, and yes, iTunes as well. Please spread the word. That helps us out a lot. If you're a big NASCAR fan or you love to enjoy your NASCAR podcast like I do, follow us on the EG3 Show. Subscribe, rate, and review if you have time. And again, if you have questions or have comments about the EG3 Show podcast, you can hit them there or, again, at my Twitter inbox at Eddie_EG3. Dover is just beginning a fierce battle, which I'm going to leave you with to wrap up Analyzing the Field from Dover race today, tonight, here on the EG3 Show in a few moments. But yes, definitely. And, of course, my other motto for the EG3 Show, what it is, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard, for people new, join the movement, folks. That's right. Join the movement. It is going to be good times to continue on throughout the first half of the season as we're getting close to the halfway mark of the year. And it's been, we haven't seen that much good action, but the trucks always deliver big time. And they did deliver, once again, some big time action out on a monster mile. And it will continue tomorrow. And hopefully we'll see the same thing throughout the rest of the weekend, and we'll see who ends up in victory lane. Of course, in the main event Sunday, the Drive for Autism AAA 400 on FS1. Check it out. It's going to be exciting, folks. The garage is closed. EG3 Show is a wrap for the Analyzing the AAA 400 Drive for Autism race. Eddie Greer here, the third, saying thank you for tuning in to this special Analyzing the Field, which I did not do last week for Talladega due to busyness, and I wanted to get one in tonight for the Dover race before we got any further than that. So definitely tune in to the races. I believe both races are on FS1. Check them out, folks. It's going to be a good show. So yeah, we'll leave with that. But thank you once again to the EG3 Show. And the next time I will be talking to you is, of course, our post-race Dover weekend, everything that went down in the race. And yes, I told you guys this, and I'll say it again. I remind you guys, I will not be watching the race. I'll be out of town for family activities. So, but I'll be tuning in. I'll be peeking in every once in a while, see what's going on, of course, what's going on with the 7-8 and with everybody else. So definitely Dover, it should be an interesting race, and we'll see what happens. But until then, I'll be talking to you next time on the EG3 Show Podcast. Eddie Greer III, EG3 signing out, and I will leave you with Johnny Sauter holding off Noah Gregson and Matt Crafton en route to win number 2 of the 2018 campaign. We'll see you next week. We out.
Stretch going to turn 3. Contacted Gregson into the wall hard. The veterans going to try to settle it. Overtime underway. And they are dead even.
Tight, real tight, real tight, real tight, real tight.
Sauter coming back on the outside.
Look at Haley right there in case these guys slip.
Sauter to the front. Barely. Crafton trying to come back, but Sauter's got it. The white flag for Johnny Sauter. Sauter trying to go back to back at Dover. For the second time this season, after winning the season opener,